Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right. I said I wanted to go deep, and I wasn't lying. Question of the day happens to be, do you believe in perfection? It sounds simple, but really don't think it is. Because perfection can be almost anything, can it? I mean, what is perfection? You know, it's not like we have to define it going to Webster's, nothing like that, right? But what do you define perfection to be? Is it self-achieved perfection? Is it perfection around you? Is it perfection in work and in life? What is perfection? It's kind of subjective, but it's about the belief in it. And that's the question. Do you believe in perfection? So I guess let me talk it out, you know, with you, right? I believe in perfection. Yes, I will say in root, I do believe in perfection. Do I think I can achieve perfection? Probably not. Am I going to do my best to try to achieve perfection? Yeah, right. I think any of us would. You know, mediocrity, I don't think is necessarily in everybody's forte. Might be in a couple of ours, but I wouldn't say it's necessarily in mine. I feel like that's, you know, conforming to a norm, if you will. But I believe that things can be perfect. Will things always be perfect? No. I firmly don't believe that. Now, don't let me mislead you. What I'm saying is that it all depends on how you view your situation. I do believe that there is perfection that can be achieved. I don't think there's necessarily individual perfection, but there is situational perfection where the things in your life are perfect. Yes, I believe in perfection in that sense. I don't think I'm ever going to be the perfect individual. I don't ever think I'm going to be a perfect person, is what I'm saying. And maybe you do think that perfection is achievable, or you think I'm completely just baloney crazy. But you got to tell me, what do you think? 414-533-1037. That's the question of the day. Do you believe in perfection? I say yeah. I do. 100%. I believe in perfection. I think things can be perfect, but life and the things around you won't always be. It's about how you look at it. Is perfection 100% achievable? For me, probably not. Maybe for you it is. We'll take your calls and your text next. 414-533-1037. Question of the day as it goes. Perfection. You believe in it?
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
I don't know if it's as off the deep end as I felt like it might have been, but I thought it was pretty deep today as far as, do you believe in perfection, right? I said, I kind of do. I don't know if it's going to be achieved 1,000%, right? But I believe that perfection can be achieved for yourself. Yeah, you know, maybe not self-perfection, but things can be perfect for you. And some texts rolled in. Well, we're going to get to those. But first, I want to get to our calls because we got a few people doing some things this morning. We got Leon out in Oak Creek working on theme song day 3. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning. Yes, I believe in perfection, but I am not a perfectionist person. I believe in living and going with the flow. Every time I strive for perfection, something blows up, so I'd rather go with the flow. I'm not a person that has to strive for that, being the best in everything.
Yeah.
I'm good, and I'm happy with that,
okay.
But I don't have to knock people out to be the best.
You don't got to dominate in every situation that you're in.
Amen
right?
for that.
You don't feel like you got to be necessarily the alpha, if you will.
Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. And you
go ahead. I said I just like being me.
Yeah.
I just go with the flow.
I like that, and you find perfect in your moment. And the situation
Amen.
That you're in.
For sure. That's exactly who I am.
Leon, I love it. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly the way that you should live, and I think that's great. Let's get you that theme song. You are one of our
you
people, guaranteed.
It.
Have a great
Thank
day, Leon.
You. Yeah, I'm a real person, just like you guys.
Hey,
all right, have a great day.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, day 4. Bye.
Bye.
All right, somebody that's already on their theme song, you know what I'm saying? He did the work. Danny and Oak Creek, your neighbors. Danny, good morning, man.
Good morning.
What's up, big dog? You know Leon? She says she's in Oak Creek.
No, I don't. But glad to hear her voice.
We're going
to
connect y'all, man. She's working on her theme song. You already got yours, bro. But we talking
about it.
Do you believe in it? Do you think it's achievable? Go ahead, man. Elaborate.
I think that's just for the person, you know?
Okay.
We all want to be perfect. I think deep down, all of ourselves, we want to have the perfect day, the perfect outfit, the perfect hair, this and that.
Preach.
But I think it's everybody's perception, like, what makes a perfect thing. Like, you know, you have a meal, like, oh, that was a perfect meal today, or this was a perfect day. I mean, it depends on who you are, how you perceive things.
It's almost like it's coming down to, like, does perfection matter, right? It's not right. Even like, do you believe in perfection? It's almost like an underlying way I feel like the questions is coming out is like, does perfection matter to you? Do you have to be perfect all the time? And a lot of people kind of feel like they might, and I don't know. I don't think I do. I'm not. Y'all know I'm not. Come on now, Danny.
No, no. If you think you are, then there's something wrong.
Speak on it, man.
We all have our hiccups.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ain't that right, man? But, hey, some people try to be perfect, and we could try to support them, I guess, you know?
And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, you want to look good, or you want to do this, or, you know, have your perfect your day or whatever. Like, yeah. You know, somebody gets married, they want the perfect wedding.
Everything, right.
You know, somebody's perfect wedding could just be on a beach and just wearing, you know, a pair of shorts and a t-shirt. Or, you know, you could have this glamorous wedding and this. It depends on the person. And whatever makes you feel good, and that's what counts.
Mm. Yes, sir. Okay. I'll run with that one with you, man. Danny, appreciate your call, fam.
Appreciate it.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. You too, boss. Appreciate you. Peace. Hey, Lori in Cedarburg hit us up. She texted and said, yes, I have to be perfect, especially tonight. It's promotion night. I'm so nervous. All right. Okay, Lori. So, you know, certain things do have to be perfect. And I'll give you the respect on that one. Tonight does have to be perfect. Fingers crossed for you, big fan. We got you. Everything's going to be good. Someone else texted and said, my mom always told me no one is perfect and perfectionism is never perfect. Ooh, it's not okay to be perfect at everything. It's just a part of normal life. Dang, sounds like your mom was putting you on the game. I like that. All right, and last but not least, somebody that is calling from Elkhorn, Wisconsin this morning. Good morning, Nicole. How we doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, holding the fort down. Allie's a little under the weather, so we're going to hold the fort down together, Nicole. All right, talk to me. Do you believe in perfection, fam? What's up?
I do not. I think striving for perfection in moderation is good, but in the long run, I think it's unhealthy and it's not good for your lifestyle.
Wait, what do you mean by that? You feel like being perfect is detrimental?
No, I just think it can, if you strive for it so much, it can become unhealthy and it can, it can give you anxiety and you're going to constantly be concentrating on that one thing to be perfect instead of, concentrating on, the bigger picture maybe.
Oh, I see where you're going with this. You know, you might lose focus on what's actually going on in your life because you're too hyperfixated on trying to be perfect in those itty-bitty moments rather than just focusing on enjoying those itty-bitty moments, right? Because you think those itty-bitty moments of perfection are going to lead to a lifelong of perfection, and that might not be the case.
Enjoy the simple things in life and take what you can get because we live in a really harsh world this day and age, and perfection is there, but take it in, like I said, moderation.
Take it in moderation, Nicole. That feels like sound advice. I like it. Appreciate you calling. All right, we'll talk to you again, all right?
Thanks. Bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
What you got a problem?
Yes, I got a problem. Yes, I got problems. And I don't have a solution. You need to help me with the solution, man. I don't even know, man. I'm going to just talk. Y'all just listen and then help. Please. SOS, please. Too many songs in my head and it's not even any of the problem. All right. So my wife has a vehicle that she takes to work. And I say this like y'all don't know we have cars. We have two cars. I've got mine. She's got hers. Her car is a little bit older than my car. And by a little bit, I mean by a lot of bit, right? And she drives an 09. And it's up there in miles. Let's just say it's got about, I don't even know if I want to tell y'all. It's got 230 plus. Yes, you heard me correctly. 230,000 miles plus on that thing. Toyota's hold on. Let's just say that. She loves her car, though. It's held on really, really well. I mean, it's been a beast for us, but it's coming towards the end, man. We're trying to take care of it to make it last. You know, the theory of we're going to run it into the ground because cars are expensive and, you know, it's another investment. So we're trying to prolong until we got to double dip into that. But there's one thing that's really been bugging us, and it ain't even a mechanical issue. I wish I could say it was, but it's not. The problem we're having is that our car stinks. It just smells weird. And in like a, how, a rotten kind of weird? Like a kind of weird, if I can say that without triggering nobody. But I don't even know what to do. I've washed the car inside, outside. I've sprayed it. You know, I've taken things out. Really, the only thing I haven't done at this point is gut it of absolutely everything and let it sit for like a weekend. And I guess that might be the solution if I just came up with my own thing. But I don't actually know what to do here. I'm stuck. I need help. I don't know how to get the smell out. I don't know if y'all got some tips, some tricks. If y'all have dealt with rank stanks in the car, we don't even know what it's from. Right? We've busted out every theory from milk to an egg to, you know, some random grocery that got stuck to a possible animal that might have gotten stuck, as nasty as that might be, but nothing. The car just stinks, and I think it's centralized in the trunk, which, if y'all know bigger vehicles, we drive a RAV4, so the trunk is open. It's not like it's hidden from the car, so the car just stinks. And the other day, young Samurai, our three-year-old Sammy, got in the car and said, "Ew, huele mal," which in Spanish means it smells nasty. And that's when your kid calls it out. You know, kids will tell you the truth. So I don't know what to do. Genuinely, y'all, I feel like I gotta do something. But at this rate, man, what is it? Getting a new car ain't the option. 414-533-1037. What would DZ do? I'm the subject today. I need your help. I don't know how to get rid of the smell in my wife's car. Not for lack of trying for any degree. I just have not been able to do it. And we don't know what the smell is. It lingers. It gets worse when it's hot. And then hopefully now that it's getting a little chillier, it'll resolve itself. But I don't actually know. You know? So 414-533-1037, I need your absolute help, please. Thank you. I'll say it now and I'll say it again. 414-533-1037, we're going to take your calls and your texts next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
I hope I'm not making it worse by opening up the lines to y'all. Because I'm the subject of today's What Would DZ Do. I got no clue. I've been trying to deal with it. You know, my wife drives an older car. It ain't a hoopty yet, but it's getting hoopty-ish, right? We're going to have to trade it out soon enough, get some new. But right now, it's got a smell in it that just, it sticks, it lingers, and it's not going nowhere. And I'm at my wit's end. You know, she's got to drive it every day. She don't even like driving my car. It's not for lack of offering. I've said that. You want to switch? She goes, "No, I don't like your car." Meh. But okay. Well, deal with the smell then. No, for real. We're trying to deal with the smell. For real though. So let's get right to it. She called in and said, "Listen, I got you." It got Kelly in Wales this morning. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. My wife's not.
Well, your wife will be because I have the solution.
Oh, with conviction. So talk it through. Let me know. What's the word? What you got for me?
Okay, I have experience. I have a Toyota Corolla. It has 206,000 miles on it. It's an 06.
Oh, it's old. It's up there.
Yes, and I will not get rid of it until it dies.
That's
and
right.
If it doesn't die, I will continue with it.
That's right. That's right.
I had the same issue.
Oh, no.
I couldn't figure out what it was. I did everything that you did until one day I went in. I can't remember why. I got a tune-up or something and just did the regular maintenance. And I found out I needed a new filter in my, like, air conditioning or my heater or whatever. So anytime it got really hot, it was really stinky. But anytime I put on the air conditioning and cranked it, it would start to improve.
Yeah.
But when I went in and got new filters, that rank smell went away.
Okay. Well, let me take a quick note. It might be the filters. I actually couldn't tell you when the last time was we changed them. It might be a couple years, and I don't know how often you're supposed to do that, but okay.
I don't know either.
Okay.
But that's good for me. So good luck.
Yeah, Kelly, thank you. That might be it. I mean, I ain't going to say that is it, but that might be. We'll put that on the list to check because that's one thing I haven't done. All right. Thank you, Kelly. Appreciate you. Have a good day.
No problem. Good luck to you and Aaron. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Well, that's one. Oh, I actually kind of like it, but let's see what everybody else got to say. Somebody else, you know, a few other people chimed in. We got some text rolling in, too, but we got Danny in Milwaukee right now. Good morning, Danny. What's the word?
Morning.
All right, man. Yeah. Popeye, talk to me. Talk to me, man. I need help.
I'm listening to you guys, and I'm like, you know what? I think she nailed it, man.
Yeah?
The in-cabin filter that you need changed. It's usually, I mean, on typical cars, it's usually like behind like the glove box.
Mm.
And you got to change that one. And then there's another filter that I would say to change, the air filter that's under the hood for your engine. So definitely change both of those, because those are, they just, you know, retained odor and moisture throughout the years. And then once that moisture, you know, starts getting some mold on it, and then that's probably what you're breathing in. So definitely for the kids, I would tell you to switch that out. Because you don't want to be breathing in any mold.
No, definitely. Hey, Danny, I appreciate you. And we ain't trying to scare nobody, obviously, but this is real things. And, you know, the rule of thumb sometimes is when you go in to get your oil changed and they ask about the air filters, tell them no, because they're just trying to stack money on top, right? I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah,
everybody's been told that. Everybody's said it. Right. We all deny. Like, no, I'll take care of it later, big dog. Thank you, though.
The manly thing to do. I can change the filter.
Man. Now I got to go on YouTube University and figure out how to change a dang filter, man.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Oh, man. No, all right. Well, your second vote for saying check the air filters, huh?
Yep. All right.
Say less. Danny, appreciate your call, man. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
All right, peace. You too. Thank you, man. Wow. Well, dang. I mean, some of these texts rolling in are saying, yeah, sounds like it's the inside air filter. Sounds like it could be the filter in the glove compartment. Basically what Danny and Kelly was saying, man. I mean, I ain't even gonna lie. We had Terry on the phone, and Terry sounded real mechanic-esque, but probably was gonna say the same thing. I'm assuming he dropped because he was like, yup, nailed it. It's the filter. I don't know. It smells a little rotten, and I'm not trying to keep disagreeing with y'all, but the smell is centralized in the back. I'm going to have to ask my wife and see if she can crank the heat and if it smells worse when the heat is actually on, because that might have something to it. It really is. It's a situation where we're going to have to run this car into the ground one way or another, and investing too much more into it ain't necessarily what we're trying to do, but this sounds minimal. Sounds manageable, right? We wondered if maybe some milk spilled, and nah, everybody's pretty convinced that it's the filter. I was scared that it was a rodent or something, but besides the texts that are coming in asking if it's milk on the carpet or a filter or a rodent, listen, we've tried it all. At this rate, I'm going to have to change these filters, so I'll report back if I actually was able to do this or not, man. I mean, I got enough deductive reasoning. I've got enough interpersonal skills. I've done enough study, right? I feel like I'm smart enough to figure this out. You know, I think we're good to go, man. I appreciate y'all. Appreciate all your help. We're going to get right, and I will report back.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Now, when I say today's Am I the Jerk is a good one, you hear me. You hear me? Hear me good, all right? Because they signed it sincerely, an anxiety panicked girly. So an anxiety panicked girly is going to be called AKA Anne, because they say, Ali and DZ, please give me an alter ego name for funsies. All right? Anne wrote in and says, am I the jerk for giving them a cheaper gift? But y'all got to listen. Says, I got married last October, and while I was cleaning, I found my handwritten list of how much money our guest had given us. I recorded it to appropriately thank people for their gifts via thank you cards. I feel like that's a standard, right? We all, you know, get thank you cards for different things, whatever, right? She says, as I was glancing through the list before I shredded it, I realized that 2 to 3 couples whose wedding we recently had attended this summer gave us $100, while we only gave them $25 gift cards. And for reference, we're 26 and 28, and the couples are around the same ages. Now, we're not cheap people. We always tip 15-20%. Okay, so they're talking, not just going into like, we tip the standard. We're normal. And says, when we are out, okay. She says, we tip 15-20% when deserved, when we were out, et cetera, et cetera. So saying they're normal, they're good people, they tip 20%. But then goes on and says, however, we are now saving for a house. but we probably wouldn't give them closer towards $60 had we checked prior to the weddings. So they're not cheap people, saying they would have given them more than $25, would have increased it to $60 had they checked and remembered before going to their weddings. Anne goes on to say, I get that things don't always have to be equal and that some have more than others, but given the fact that we could afford this, are we the jerks for not giving them a higher price gift when they gave us much more? And again, Anne signed it sincerely, Anne, anxiety panicked girly, which is where Anne comes from. So, Anne, I mean, I'm not trying to raise your anxiety, but I get where you're coming from, right? It feels like it's a quid pro quo. I learned this at Lakeland. It means this for that, right? It basically goes back to saying, you know, it's equal and you got to keep it equal. But you said yourself, things don't always have to be equal. You're feeling some type of way, though, because you know that your friends are probably going to remember this. And they're going to go, oh, $25 gift card. When we went to their wedding last October, didn't we give them a honey? Didn't we drop a honey pot in their gift basket? I could have swore we threw a Benjamin in there. You know, not that it's all about the Benjamin, baby, but equal is equal. I do think you probably should have upped it a little bit. I'm not going to gun on you and say you should have matched it 100%. Even though I think 100 for 100, right? Whether it was a cash value or gift value, I think you should have been a little equal. I hate to call you the jerk, Miss Anne, anxiety, panic, girly, but I'm a call it what it is. Yeah, I think you should have noticed, you know, and you didn't, which is fine. I hope other people hold you down, but I'm going to stick to my guns. I'm calling you the jerk today. I don't get to decide, though, Anne. The listeners do. So y'all know what to do. Y'all know the number, 414-533-1037. Anne wants to know, is she the jerk for giving their friends cheaper gifts than they were given? I mean, you'd like to say your friends won't care, but can we always say that? I don't actually know. We'll take your calls and your texts next. 414-533-1037. Anne needs to know, is she the jerk for giving them cheaper wedding gifts? We'll take your calls and texts next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Y'all, the line's lit up. I mean, the text started going crazy. I knew it. I just knew it. You know, Allie and I know when some things are going to trigger y'all in weddings. Ooh, they get people going. So let's just get back into it. For Am I the Jerk today, Anne wrote in and wants to know if she's the jerk for getting her friends cheaper gifts. She got married last October and had friends give them $100, whether it was gifts or money, whatever. They got $100 worth of gifts from these friends. And going through old lists that she had, realized that she and her husband only gave them $25 gift cards for their weddings that they recently attended. And is wondering is if she's the jerk. And she just wants to know straight up. You know, she's got a little bit of an anxiety about it. But, Anne, I think you'll be okay. We're going to see what the listeners got to say. First up, we got Jessica in Mount Pleasant. Good morning, Jessica. How are we doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. I mean, we got to figure it out, and you're going to kick it off. So what do you think? Is Anne the jerk for giving their friends cheaper gifts?
I say jerk.
no, stand on it.
You know,
10 toes. I know, but speak on it. Go ahead.
I say that, like, even if, you know, they didn't tell us how much their friends gave them, but $25 nowadays, there's no way that even covers their meal at the wedding. And like I've always been said, at the very least, you need to cover your meal at that wedding, which I would say like $50 okay. at a very minimum.
Okay.
I would say now the going rate is about $100. I got married back in 2011.
Yeah.
And even back then, I would say the majority of like our friends like that were, you know, couples gave $100 and then, you know, family and stuff would, you know, do more or less. And here's the thing, like she said, she could afford it.
Yeah.
And I think people know the ones that can and can't. Like obviously if I knew someone was struggling or something, I wouldn't expect it. I mean, I wouldn't expect anything from anybody.
Right.
But
well,
to say, like, she's a jerk.
No, No, stand on it. Because even though the fact that they're saving for a house, I love and respect that. Houses aren't cheap. I'd even say they're far more expensive than an actual wedding is, depending on the person.
Mm-hmm.
But houses are expensive, and I respect that. But they even said themselves, we could have afforded a little bit more. And she's kind of admitting to herself, I feel jerky because we could have afforded more. She's thinking $60. She's kind of in your lane saying at least 50. That would have covered the quote-unquote meal. I never thought of it like that, but I like the way you're leaning, Jessica.
Yes.
10 Toes says, jerk, kicks it off. We appreciate your call. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Let's keep it moving. Starts off, jerk. Let's see what our next caller's got to say. We got Jennifer and Brown Deer. Good morning, Jennifer. How we doing today?
Good morning, DZ. I just want to start by saying I'm so glad you're back and so glad your wife is recovering.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jennifer. You don't even know how much that means to us. It is a blessing, to say the least, for real. We appreciate you so much. All right, but now.
I'm going to go with not the jerk. I do feel like the amount is low. I agree with that. But we don't know a lot of other context. While they could afford it, does that mean that they had to? Simply because maybe those couples only went to one wedding in the last 5 years. Mm. Maybe this couple was invited to 5 this year alone.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? So, and they're trying to save for a house. Like we said, yes, weddings are more expensive. Things are more expensive, but so is buying a house. It's insane right now. So
it is insane right now.
I think they did what they felt like they could do, and it shouldn't be expected. They attended. They did what they could do. They gave, you know, they gave a gift, and that's, I don't want to go with the cliche, that it's the thought that counts, but it really is at the end of the day.
It really is the thought that counts. She's just feeling bad because she found the list and realized, oh my goodness,
Yeah. All
of these couples gave us $100 and we only did 25. If we're doing quick math, 25, say they go to 3 weddings this year, 25 times 3 still is only $75. Like, if all of these couples gave them $100, I mean, I'm not taking your answer from you, okay? I'm not taking your answer from you, Jennifer.
No, and I do agree. Like I said, I do agree that it's a low amount, but it's what they landed on at the time, and there must be a reason for it.
And
yeah.
I like that. They didn't remember the list beforehand. She's just feeling bad on the back end, and you can't do that to yourself, huh?
No, you cannot.
All right, Jennifer, you split us. One jerk, one not the jerk. Standing on it as well. That's business. Appreciate your call.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day. DZ, love you.
Thank you. Love you back. Bye. All right. Oh, snap. The tiebreaker. And, oh, y'all don't even know. It's one of our latest theme song. New regular Emily calling out of Milwaukee. You know what it is. She wanted So Fresh and So Clean, Clean. Look, Outkast in the life. So Fresh and So Clean, Clean.
Good morning.
You better come clean with this answer.
I'm so excited about this.
Tiebreaker. Big shoes, but you done filled them. I mean, you've proven the hard work, earned your theme song called 5 Days in a Row, so you've earned this too. You get to be the tiebreaker and your first tiebreaker at that, so make it good.
Yeah.
No pressure.
I am going not the jerk.
Ooh.
And I have a few reasons for it.
Just like
both said, you don't know the other factors. Maybe the girl had gone to their bridal shower. Maybe she had gone out of town for the wedding, and they had to pay for, like, a hotel and stuff like that.
Oh.
You don't know those extra factors of what was going into it.
Ooh,
the other thing I'm going to say is the quid pro quo is a very, like, Midwest thing, I feel like,
Yeah. Where
we have that Midwest niceness, and we want to do what others do for us and always, like, give back.
Yeah.
I don't know that weddings truly should. You should expect everyone to bring you a gift, and I think that the fact that she did bring a gift is really kind of her,
Okay. Even
if it wasn't the same amount, so...
Ooh, I see you kept it nice today. You ain't want to reveal all your true selves. I see some fire in there, but you brought some great points. We don't know any other factors. They might have traveled. They might have gone out of town. They might have spent way more than just the $25 that in gift cards that they gave. And they went to multiple weddings. Okay?
Right.
Okay. Say less. Emily, we appreciate your answer. You work it out today.
Citizen. I appreciate you.
Not the jerk. Have a great day, all right?
You too. Thank you.
Bye. Ooh. Well, I told you, and I don't get to decide. The listeners do, and the listeners held you down. You were not the jerk today for giving them a cheaper gift. We don't know the full context. You might feel bad about it, but you shouldn't. You should keep it pushing. You're all right. I mean, and if those friends don't hit you up anytime soon, maybe you're not all right. But you should update us either way, and you can always send us your Am I the Jerks at amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. All right. Whew. Got through that. Ladies and gentlemen, now let's keep it pushing because we got other things to do. It's Allie and DZ. Allie a little bit under the weather, if y'all may or may not know. So we're wishing her well. Speedy recovery. She's going to be back. Y'all know she a soldier. She's going to be back at it. No question. ASAP. But wish her well, and we're going to hold it down in the meantime, man. So in the meantime, I do want to talk about something that we all have been either a culprit of, are currently doing, have a problem getting through, or maybe we don't even realize that it's an issue. But it involves our phones, those handy dandy little devices that we all have in our hands, our pockets, our cup holders, the wireless charging pad that everybody's car seems to have now. Well, most cars. I ain't gonna flex on y'all like that. Mine does. But no, for real. It's got many different names, but the doom scroll, the mindless scroll, when you hop on social or when you open up whatever it is that your preferred app happens to be, whether it's in the morning, middle, or afternoon, evening, whenever you catch yourself doing it. Personally, I catch myself doom scrolling when I'm in the bathroom. And I know I may speak for a lot of my fellas. I know I speak for myself, but you pull the phone out, you're doing your business, and before you know it, your legs are asleep and you can't get up out the bathroom because you got lost doom scrolling and now your legs are numb. Yes, maybe that's only me, but I doubt it. So I know I'm not the only person with this problem. So I want to talk about possible ways to get out of the doom scroll, the mindless scrolling when you sit there and you're just lost in your phone. And before you realize it, you go, oh my goodness, when did it get dark out? Oh man, what are we doing for dinner? Oh, well, it's too late for dinner. It's about 11 p.m. now. What do you do? I've checked it out. I've done a little bit of research, but I do want to open it up to everybody. You know, we would take calls and texts very graciously. 414-533-1037. How do you yourself get out of your doom scroll, the mindless scrolling when it happens to you, when you do realize it's sometimes too late? So how do you check in before? That's what I'm trying to talk about. Not when it's been 2 hours, not when it's already way late and your phone's on 1% and you got to get to the charger because your phone's about to go sleep. Maybe you should be sleep, but you're not because you're doom scrolling. I'm not the only one. So I came up with my own little list, if you will, of a couple things that you can do to stop the doom scroll. And for me, I think maybe setting an alarm, a timer, right? Because sometimes you be sitting there extra, just not even thinking. You just keep going and you're not even paying attention to the videos you're watching, right? I think set an alarm for yourself. If you know you're about to scroll, scroll with what some people might call scroll with intention. Don't just mindlessly scroll. Let's try to avoid that from jump. So A, we're going to go ahead and set a timer. 15, 20 minutes, whatever you think is appropriate for you to just go and scroll. And then when that alarm goes off, close the app out. Yeah, it seems easy enough, but that might not be enough. Another step that I think you could do, turn off certain notifications. Now, I'm not saying turn off the Odyssey app notifications. Those should be on and healthy and going because you're going to win from us. Plenty stuff to win, too, at that. We got plenty things to win coming up, so don't forget about that either. But maybe turning off the Instagram notifications from that random follower influencer that you started to just track with your life like it depended on it. It doesn't. It really doesn't. You could be doing other things. So how do you stop it? 414-533-1037. We're talking doom scroll. How do you get yourself up out the loop? And I mean specifically before it gets out of hand, before it's 2 hours, 3 hours late, and you go, oh my goodness, what am I doing, right? Maybe you should be doing some exercises while you're scrolling. You know, if you're going to catch yourself on IG just going, maybe you should be doing some push-ups, some sit-ups, some squats. Do things with intention. That's my little list, but I'd love to take everybody's next. 414-533-1037. That works for calls. That works for texts. And we're going to get to everything next. How do you stop your doom scroll? Good morning. Buenos dias. It's Allie and DZ. And we're talking, how do you avoid the mindless scrolling? Some people call it the doom scroll, if you will. When you catch yourself just in that rabbit hole, gone. You don't even know what time it is, what day it is, what happened. Your phone might die in your hand and you go, wait, I was trying to save that recipe. No, you weren't. You were lost scrolling. Don't lie to yourself and say you was about to save that or send that or yada yada. No, you weren't doing none of that. That was 4 hours ago, and you need to get back to your actual life. Don't you got kids to take care of? No, jokes. But we've all done it. We've all gone through it. And, you know, maybe we can help each other out. I said, you know, scroll with intention. Maybe turn off certain notifications. Set an alarm and stop yourself after that 15 minutes, 20 minutes go by. Be like, all right, that's my time. I got to get up out of here now and close out the apps. One might be to exercise. Do some push-ups and sit-ups. I know it's not easy, but do something that'll kind of distract you so you don't just mindlessly do it, right? But let's get to the lines, because a lot of people held up for us. First, this character's a character and a half. I don't even know what kind of advice he's about to give, but he's been pulling up with something decent every now and again. We got Tony, the mascot man, in Racine. Morning, Tony.
Yo, what up?
What's up, man?
Man, the fact that y'all confuse every time I call in hurts my feelings.
Stop lying, man.
Yeah, I know. I don't care.
But for real, hey, Tony, you don't strike me as somebody that really just kind of scrolls mindlessly. You seem a very a dutiful individual as far as you get to it. You know, you got 1,001 jobs, so you out here just active. I don't see you as just getting lost in the scroll, but I may be wrong. Talk to me. What's up?
So I don't. I stop myself from scrolling. I hate being on my phone in general. Like, if I'm not at work using my phone, I'm on the motorcycle, which I'm not using my phone. So
dangerous.
But what you do is your phone has a health device on it, and you know, like an app or whatever, and it lets you daily, and it tells you daily, like, how long have you been on your phone, and it'll tell you at the end of the day, oh, you used your phone 30 minutes less than yesterday, or 30 minutes less than the entire week.
Really?
So I have that set up where I try to beat it every time. So if it comes in at the end of the week saying, oh, you used your phone an hour and a half less, okay, well, now I'm scheduling my phone time. Like, okay, well, I'm only going to be on my phone if I got 15 minutes and I want to look through Marketplace. I only spend 15 minutes looking through Marketplace. But okay. I try to target a competitive goal for me, because I don't like being on the phone and I don't like being attached. If I go into the bathroom, that phone stays on the kitchen table. I don't need it, you know, to go to the bathroom. It. No, there's no reason to.
So
I mean, you know, back
paper?
In the day, you know, I don't do anything. I look at the wall and I clear my thoughts.
You just,
you know,
use
I
the bathroom?
What's going on. Man, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Hey, people didn't do that when they had pagers. You know what I'm saying? Like, what did we do back then, you know? Bruh. I think we need to kind of cycle back through that and get off the screen time.
I will bring a calculator in the bathroom to keep myself entertained, bro. What? You crazy. You by
you
yourself.
You can play some more by yourself, you know?
So, get this guy. Hey, I'm hands-on, okay? I need both my hands. Get out of here, Tony. I like it, though. I do like it. My man, you say you ain't even on your phone like that, but again, scrolling with a purpose and dedicating what it is. You be on Marketplace. That means you're going to be on Marketplace, and that's it. You're not going to all of a sudden find yourself scrolling through the reels, because it's not serving anything for you. You're about your business.
Right, exactly. And then again, set it up on your phone, that app or whatever that's called. It's like a health something on your phone. But just even if you don't, you know, adjust to it, it's nice to have that reminder when it pops up and says, oh, you use, and it'll tell you if you use more. It'll say, oh, you used your phone 2 hours more than you did yesterday.
Yeah.
Then you're like, okay, where did that 2 hours go? What did I even look at? And if it wasn't worth it, then
it's not worth
why
it.
Are you still looking?
Exactly. Hey, I'm going to have to look into that. It's basically a diagnostics app, and most phones probably got a feature already installed on it. So maybe we do a little research.
Right.
All right, Tony. Appreciate it, man. That's a good list.
Yeah, no problem, man. Yeah, have a good day, guys.
Love, man. Appreciate you. Peace. All right. Well, I think that's a good start, honestly. I mean, normally he ain't that great, but shout out Tony and Racine, the mascot man. Did his thing. Hey, next up, we got Angel calling out of Franklin. Good morning, Angel. How we doing today?
Good, how are you?
We're doing good. Honestly, I think Tony got us with a good base as far as how to stop the mindless doom scrolling that we do. We all do it. Let's not lie and say we're perfect. I know Tony's been caught in it too, even though he says he doesn't take his phone in the bathroom. He slipped up. We've all slipped up. What do you
yeah?
do?
I actually set a screen time. My downfall is like TikTok at nighttime after putting my daughter to bed. So I have a screen time set for 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
For all day long,
oh.
And once that time is up, the app locks.
Oh, so you can actually set a daily limit, right?
Yep.
Okay, so that must be what somebody texted, because somebody said you can actually set certain limits for apps like TikTok, IG, Facebook, and they set those limits because you can bypass it, the limit, if you absolutely need to when it interrupts you, right? Say you do get caught up and you're doing something important, but it'll lock up. It'll lock up, and then if you're consistent, that's a good way to do it, because most of us are just going to be like, yeah, no, bypass. Keep me up in this video. I'm still watching this TikTok.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it. Okay, so what apps did you say you use that for?
I mean, my downfall's TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll put it on my Facebook, like on the weekends when I'm not working.
Got
but
you.
Yeah, TikTok's the downfall.
You said when I'm not working is when you set the limit. Ain't that bad? Hold on.
Well, because I'm not on my phone at work. I work customer service.
Angel. I got you. Makes sense. All right, well, no, that's good. Appreciate you calling in. Get added to the list.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Bye. All right. I think we working. Some other people texted in and said, depending on your phone, screen time on iPhones shows how long that you're on your phone. I don't think I knew this feature. Somebody else said, I stopped the doom scroll by never starting. Oh, okay, well, aren't you a genius? So I don't have Instagram or Facebook or Messenger on my phone for that reason. That it's only the YouTube shorts that get me. Okay, so you still get got. Don't act like you a saint just because you ain't on IG, Facebook, and TikTok like the rest of us. All right? Yo, YouTube loving self, the shorts. They don't end up being that short when you 2 hours deep, do they? Now, you know, let's just keep it moving, man. We got some folks on the line, some of the OGs, if you will. And matter of fact, we just gonna do this. We're gonna play one and the other because we're gonna bring y'all up together. We got Ryan in Calabama. Yo.
Good morning.
And I'm gonna just need you to sit tight real quick because obviously we got to bring up the next homie, which is Saucy. She different. Yes, yeah, she different.
Oh, snap. My
morning, Sauce.
From another mister.
Saucy. Hello.
Yes, now I'm here.
My brother from another mother.
Thank you. I was going to say,
Now, all I have in my mind here really quick is DZ sitting on the toilet with a calculator trying to write out words.
Saucy, you know me too well. Get out of here. Stop.
I know. I know. I have my phone. I had to bring the calculator.
I didn't realize I gave people that imagery. Oh, man. My face is hot.
He's typing in 8008.
Hey, stop it.
What
did I say? Y'all are I knew this was a mistake bringing y'all on at the same time. Dang it. All right. Quick. Tell me what y'all do to stop your doom scroll. Ryan, you know ladies got to go first. Saucy, talk to me.
She's all up.
Listen, if I want to doom scroll, let me doom scroll. But having ADHD, it's really bad. Sometimes I actually have to uninstall the apps for a little bit.
Oh, you go as far as
And then come back to it, because then it's less of a doom scroll.
Okay.
And it doesn't take up as much of my time.
Yeah.
But I will also say, like, you can actually, TikTok has a setting on it where you can actually set your screen time on it.
That's what a lot of people have been
texting. Apps do have that, and if you're cool and have a Samsung phone, yes, they do have a app in there that will tell you your screen time and how long you're on your phone.
Okay. Huh. Well, I think that there's some merit to both of the things you just said, because just taking it off, deleting it for a little, even if it's not long term, it can help recenter if you feel like you've been doing it too much, right? And then obviously, you know, setting these screen time limits, you think it's just for the kids, but no, the adults need it just as much too.
For sure we need it. Oh my gosh. If you got two kids, you definitely need to tap out. Hello.
Right.
You got to keep your stuff going.
What do you do, big dog? What do you do to stop the doom scroll? Because you don't strike me as another individual. Okay, you know, kind of like Tony, y'all don't seem to doom scroll in my mind when I think of y'all.
I don't really.
Right?
Like, if I get into it, I realize, like, hey, bro, you got laundry to do. You got dinner to prep. You got chores to get done. And if these chores are done, then maybe you can do it. But until then, you've got too many other responsibilities and jobs and work. No, you got to focus on that. Like, maybe 10-minute doom scroll after a show or something. That's it. And then boom, done. Back to work.
Okay. So you almost doom scroll like a treat. It's almost like a reward after you get all your stuff done. I like that too, man. Because, who says you can't? Saucy, going back to what you said on Jump. If I want to doom scroll, let me doom scroll. I just get caught feeling bad when I know there's
so many
other things.
If I'm chasing the dopamine, let me chase the dopamine.
But, like Ryan said, after we do all the things we need to get done first.
Bingo.
All right.
There you go.
Well, bingo, bango. You know, I mean, shout out to Bango. I think we worked it out today. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate the call. We'll talk to y'all later, okay?
All right. Love you.
Peace. Much love, y'all. Bye. Ooh. Well, I'm not going to say I'm not going to doom scroll again, but I think it's a helpful little list if I do say so myself.